Episode 299 of the Loaded Couch. Microsoft overprices Xbox Live. Resident Evil showcase deets. What does the Jersey Devil, peonies, and Chinese have in common? Diary and questions. Beer, water, milled wine.
Which plant seed should this bullet poop?
Ferns.
Ferns.
Him.
The manhood flying out of my mouth.
Reach in at your own risk. This is the Loaded Couch.
Fuck you, pay me.
All right, and we're back with episode 299 of the Loaded Couch. And I'm the man who looked like Rodney Dangerfield as a newborn baby. Scott Chan.
No respect.
No respect.
Damn it. Spaceman's
cool. Imagine if he did look like him. Oh, my gosh.
I wonder if he came out of the vagine doing a triple Lindy.
Probably.
The triple Lindy.
You know, he did it inside on the way out.
That's right.
He came out. Maybe that's why his eyes are all bugged out. He's stretching. He's like Ace Ventura coming out of the rhino butthole.
Yeah, all that extra pressure on his face.
Warm.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I like the little tiny shit fan that's trying to cool him off.
It's so small.
And even that breaks down. Oh,
get a little warm.
Oh my god, and then the soaked underwear that he takes off and like you hear it like hit the floor.
Rings him out.
Yeah. Oh
god. That was the second one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
When he holds on to the Monopoly guy, you cannot pay as a go. You cannot collect $100.
After he knocks him out. He punches him out first. Oh, Jesus. All right, pregame diary of the mouth. A team of researchers just announced the first ever reconstruction of a Psittacosaurus cloaca. Cloaca?
Waka waka.
Yeah. That is the dinosaur's all purpose hole used for pissing, shitting, banging, and laying eggs.
Wow. That's the hole.
Damn. So if you have sex for the first time, you're having anal, you're having
everything.
Gene. Yeah, you're having everything.
That's right.
The gene.
Yeah.
Did you guys go all the way? You sure did.
Yeah, everything was.
I hit a grand slam and then met the owner. Yeah, damn right.
So the researchers also say the dinosaur's cloaca may have had large lobes around it, which would have harbored quote musky end quote scent glands.
Ooh, gross.
Bang it.
Swing.
It's probably more like hemorrhoids, but we didn't understand.
I don't know. I'm thinking they're probably to hold on to, depending on how rough it got. Whoa! Oh, look, somebody put handles in here. Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah.
Swing.
Are these the oh shit handles?
Do they have the swing sound plans?
Oh, let's see. Mm. They should, if I spell it right. We got to do Ween's World instead.
Oh, gosh.
You know what's happening while he's looking this stuff up? We're lonely.
In excess.
All right, so while you're looking, the team looked at the fossil of... We're not worthy. Psittacosaurus.
Swing. Pitbull. Swing. 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 Swing.
All right, so the team looked at a fossil of a Psittacosaurus and extrapolated out from its shape.
Extrapolate
it? Yep, there you go. Wow. Extrapolate, yeah, that's exactly right.
You said extrapolated.
Extrapolated.
Right. That's how it knows his pants is on you.
What is that? It said roar.
Nice. Wait, one more time, Pigeon. What did I say?
Extrapolated.
Yeah, good, okay.
Not the regular amount of pull.
Yeah. You mean the extra.
The regular amount. Holy shit. And extrapolated out from its shape and exceptional intact in... go ahead.
Tenument?
Tenument? Integument? Now, the dinosaur's tough outer layer of scales, a visualization of the multifunctional outlet.
They're sounding all scientific. It's more like... It's extra hemorrhoid skin on the vagine,
right?
The hiney hole. It's like integument with the tough scales on the outside.
Oh,
nope. The butthole and the giny and the egg dropper right there.
Had ears.
Look, it's got horns on its head on the side. Grab onto that.
Nice.
The titty cockasaurus.
That's kind of what it looks like.
Yep.
All right. Beer mash. Pidge, what are you drinking?
Water.
Yeah, Dan. Oh. Dan.
Foggiest Notion from Twin Elephant. It's an American IPA.
Oh, yeah. Is it extra polated?
Extra.
Yeah.
It's so much polate in this. It's from Chatham, New Jersey. Tazy Yellow, 7.4%. Who's better than you?
Ooh. Nice. And I'm drinking the Snow Place Like Home from Cape May Brewing Company. It's a mulled wine inspired hard seltzer. It's Cape May, New Jersey, silver can, 7% alcohol.
It probably tastes better if you pour it out.
It might. Probably not, but it might.
That bad, huh?
into the sink.
It's like, yeah. It's, I don't know. It's weird. For being a hard seltzer, it's like thick and kind of like a Red Bull-y kind of thick.
Did you get this from whatevs?
No, I got it from the Cape May Brewery when I was down
in Cape
May.
That's from your trip, right?
That's right.
Why?
Because it was their newest and greatest. I asked, I said, what's your latest and greatest? And the lady's like, oh, this is the newest one we just babed.
And then she goes in the back where it's all dusty.
I got rid of it.
Yeah, some idiot bought the last one.
Yeah, comes up. Don't worry about that. That's aged and fart dust. Don't worry.
How much you want to pay for this? We've been giving the rest of them away. $12 sold.
Done.
So.
All right, so moving on to the beer news. A Japanese brewery that canceled the release of its newest beer because of a spelling mistake on the cans has decided to sell it anyway after drinkers offered to take the beers for free.
It's so funny. It's like, we made a mistake, but we're going to take them back. No, it's cool. We'll drink them. It's fine. Fuck it. Let's just sell them.
That's right.
All
right. So Sapporo Breweries, new... Katakushi beer was scheduled to be released at Family Mart, a large chain of Japanese convenience stores, this past week. I like how it's Family Mart, but it's, you'd think that's going to be small and like family kind of feeling, and it's a large, chain
Walmart.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like 7-Eleven.
However, the company's called off the new beer after discovering an embarrassing error on the cans. The word lager was misspelled as lager.
And that's lager.
Yeah,
lager.
Great chain.
We got a new beer, a new type of beer. It's called lager.
Right. It does sound a little more menacing.
Yeah, because it's probably got the extrapolated stuff in there.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's flavor.
Lager. Love it.
I love it.
Oh, Seth MacFarlane wants to reboot it.
The Naked Gun series?
Yeah. Yeah, as starring Liam Neeson.
Oh, my God. What?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Leslie Nielsen was a serious actor before he started doing, I think, Police Squad.
Wait. Liam Neeson is actually pretty funny.
Oh, Liam Neeson. I thought you said Leslie Nielsen. I was like,
yeah, he's coming back.
Seriously? Very close. That's as close as you can get. Leslie Nielsen, Liam Neeson.
Yeah, done.
Pretty close.
you guys, why'd you guys pick me? No idea. We thought you were a great actor.
We thought you were Leslie. It was a spelling error.
Fire that guy.
A bunch of lager.
Fire the guy who called him. All right. Jack Mayhoff, Pidge, is Chip the Frog ready to go?
Yes, I've been shaking it. Here we go.
Whoa. No, I'm talking about Chip the Frog.
Mm-hmm. It is Kelk.
Who did you extrapolate out of Chip the Frog?
It's Kelk. So Flans win.
All right.
What was the movie? What's the current movie for the listeners that haven't listened?
There was two. There Jojo Rabbit and The Dead Don't Die.
Jojo Rabbit. Wait, Dan, you said for the listeners who
listeners. So they still have time. They still have time.
I was going to say something to you last night, Flans, to see if you watched it, but I know you didn't, so I want the $5. Now you know. Shit.
There's still time. 20 seconds.
Listeners, just listeners. So you know, you still have time to catch up before we go ahead and with all our spoilers.
Spoil it for you.
Or you could be like, no, I thought Pigeon said Wonder Woman 84.
He did. He totally did.
Sure. I remember that.
And then he must have had some secret conversation in an Overwatch match that he just didn't tell me about.
Speaking of which, we're going to get our weeklies done or what?
Yeah. That's
the penalty for not playing.
This week,
I don't care if you've worked.
This week sucked. I don't care if you worked. I know.
I worked too.
God, it was like every night was almost 1:30.
Oh, God.
And then this weekend, I mean, God love her. It's my niece and stuff like that. She's having her first birthday on Saturday. So we're driving out to the Morristown area tomorrow. And it was going to be one of those drive-by ones. Mm-hmm. But it's supposed to be 28 degrees tomorrow. Right, exactly. Happy birthday! But it's supposed to be 28 degrees, so they canceled the drive-by portion of it, and just family is going in now, I think staggered or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then
cut or you?
Yeah.
Is it far enough? Damn.
Yeah, no.
Here's this.
You're not further enough removed?
If you don't go, don't be disappointed. Because when your niece is 10 years old, ask her, do you remember me there at your first birthday party?
No, I know.
She's going to say no. It's not a big deal.
Well, then the best part is then on Sunday, we're driving out to Newark because it's the same niece's christening.
Oh, geez.
So,
Busy weekend. Right. So much for enjoying yourself, taking a couple
phony,
days to
phony stuff.
Relax.
Yeah, play Overwatch.
Exactly. I was like, I'll get some Overwatch time in, maybe.
Not.
Yeah, I got to leave Pigeon hanging all week. I mean, he sits there drinking water at the beginning of every show.
I got to hydrate, man. I got some high ABV coming up when I play games. Come on.
Yeah.
I got a new beer. You weren't here. Me and Flans discussed it. I got a new beer coming.
The 16%er that you drank last night?
Nope.
Oh.
Okay. No, you did get my text message, you prick.
I did. I was going to bed. I'm like, I saw it at 1:40 or whatever, 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, I'm not answering this right now.
You could have been like, nah, I'm tired.
Yep. No, I figured that would go over with the time frame that I didn't respond.
I always do because I know you work two jobs.
Yeah.
I'm nice. I'm not like you.
And I appreciate that.
When I say I want to quit beer and you're like, you're a quitter.
Yep. Well, it's true. You said you were going to quit. I mean, come on. Self-explanatory.
Dick.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back with Let's Talk Games. Need a friend? Pigeon too. Maybe you could be his friend. Ah, screw him. Reach me at scotchhound_LC or our website, loadedcouch.com.
I hate tea and I hate calc, but I love the Loaded Couch podcast. So listen on your favorite apps and our website, theloadedcouch.com.
Let's talk.
Games. Scotch is excited.
And beers. Pidge, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking the White Monkey from Victory Brewing.
That's
a
racist.
That is racist. It's a rainbow monkey from Victory Brewing. It's a triple aged in white wine barrels, downtown PA, orangey golden color, 9.5% alcohol.
Downtown PA. What are you drinking?
I still got the same Foggiest Notion.
Okay.
And it's very good.
It's very good. It's your American IPA, so you're still killing it. 1,000%.
2,000%.
Damn.
And my Snow Place Like Home mold wine inspired hard salsa. All right, games.
All right, games.
Space Planet, what'd you play?
Played a little Overwatch.
Okay.
Played a tiny little bit of Control. And then I picked up Super Mario Deluxe U based on both of your recommendations.
With the Luigi U, right?
Yep. It was on sale. So I said, you know what? I've been looking at this for a while. Nintendo doesn't always go on sale.
For some reason, they were like, that game, you can mark that one down.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's weird the way Nintendo works because you catch it, it'll be on sale like this week and then it won't be on sale again for like 8 months.
Right.
So I was like, well, I've been wanting it, and I wanted something new for Nintendo to play anyway. So I picked it up, and we've been playing it. We actually all four of us played together, and we were screaming at each other. Like, what do you do?
Why'd you do that?
Are we having fun?
Because you can pick them up and throw them, right?
Yeah, you can pick them up, or they'll bonk on my head and knock me into the pit. Or
yeah,
I don't get it. Somebody get me out of the bubble. Like when you jump in the hole and then you got to pop them out of the bubble.
Yep.
Somebody get me. I'm like, oh, God. So I play with the girls, and we just run through the board. And then after they go to bed, I went back later that night and went and collected like all the big coins.
Look, guys, we did really good.
Right, because I just want to run through the map. I'm like, that's fine. Let's do that, and then it gives me reason to go back and like enjoy it myself.
Right.
But it's good. I'm glad I got it. I'm very happy with it so far. It's super fun.
Cool.
It looks great. The graph is good. It's just like old Mario.
Yeah.
But a whole new world is like the girls' first experience with Mario. I always talk about it, but they tried playing Odyssey, but I guess it didn't grab them for whatever reason. But this one, they're way into. They have to play it all the time. So far, so good. What'd you guys play? Cool.
Yeah, Pitch, go.
I played some more Control a little bit. I played some Overwatch with you. The games, even though we lost a lot, they were real tight and close.
Yeah. We did good a couple of rounds, and then we got freaking stomped a couple other rounds.
When we did like the 4v4, oh my gosh.
We got wrecked.
Dan, I was hoping you were going to pause a little bit longer and make him think that he dropped off his internet connection.
Yeah, I looked. I definitely looked. I'm like, oh, come on. So I've been playing more Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I actually beat the main campaign.
Oh, okay.
And
I thought you weren't doing the main campaign. I thought you were just doing the side
mission. I did. I went back and forth because I was getting tired of being in this one... the episodic world.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. Like in I was either in Elysium or in the underworld, and it's only finite, like the area, and I'm just like, it's just getting repetitive. Okay. So I'll go back to the main world, and I finished it up, and now I'm back. I finished the first expansion, finished the main campaign, and I'm on the second episode of the second expansion. I think there's three episodes. I'm almost done all of them.
Nice.
I'm at like 150 hours, yeah.
Jesus.
And yeah, but also what came with that bundle is Assassin's Creed 3 remastered.
Totally so, worth it.
I already played that on 360, but I'll probably play it again.
Just for the achievements.
Yeah. And then I played a little more Super Lucky's Tale with Drew today. Played Uno with Drew. She likes playing Uno on the Xbox. She knows how to play now, so it's awesome.
That's because you don't have to remember the directions anymore.
Yeah, that, and I don't have to shuffle.
Right.
And then I don't have to let her win all the time. So, and then, Scott, so you and I played a way out for, I think, like, I don't know, an hour or so.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, shit.
What about you?
Well, I don't remember playing a way out, but now that you're bringing it up, I do. Everything's kind of bleeding together. So, yeah, I played a way out.
Asleep.
We got one mission done, right?
Yeah, I think so, or like a half a mission. We got to a save point.
Yeah, I have to go answer a telephone or something like that in a phone booth now. Mm-hmm. Played that, played some Control, like you guys said. Mm-hmm. Played a little bit of Overwatch, but that was like the end of last weekend with Pigeon. And then I kind of got roped into doing some VR stuff. Played some Beat Saber. I played this one game, I think I was telling Pidge about it. It's called Echo VR. You're kind of this robot-ish looking character. And it's kind of like it's like zero G. Mm-hmm. So you're floating around all over the place. And then you have these wrist controlled jets that make you fly around. Like that's the triggers. Okay. If you depress the right thumbstick, there's a jet on your back that propels you in whatever direction your head's looking.
Okay.
If you press the left one, it brings you to a stop. Yeah, whichever direction you're moving again. And then there's a disc that flies around. You have to go and you have to grab it with your hand. And then mm-hmm. you can either fly while you're holding it, and then you have to get mm-hmm. to another end of the board that has a goal in it, and you're playing online against other players. But if you throw it...
Oh, so it's like a race?
No, because it is like a battlefield, like, kind of like soccer or... What's, yeah, yeah, kind okay. of like a Rocket League, but there's like obstacles in the middle of the board and stuff, like different geometric shapes and all. And then if you throw the disc, because somebody, if you get close to somebody and you swing your arms, you can punch them in the head and it stuns them.
Okay.
And if they're carrying the disc, they drop the disc and it just kind of like floats away from them slowly. Okay. If somebody comes to punch you, you can put both fists up and block them, and then they get stunned.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. And then if the person's coming at you and you think you're going to get punched, you can whip the disc and it'll bounce off the walls and just keep ricocheting because it's in, like I said, zero G. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
And then I kind of got sucked into a VR chat, which is just like a, It's like what you always watched in the movies. It was like these chat rooms where it's in the future and these people are just talking to people, you know, seeing like their images and stuff, but it's all like online and fake.
Right. Right.
It's just, it's a shit show. It's everybody's in there. Listen to me. Oh my God. It's ridiculous. This girl's like, I'm 18 years old and blah, blah, blah. And there's like, then there's like 20 guys like circled around her.
Whoa, you want to see my cock?
Yeah. And she's like, oh, and this one guy I was in a chat room with, I accidentally said I'd be his boyfriend here. Do you want me to invite him? And then he comes in and he's just standing like right on top of her. Come with me. Come with me. Hey, come with me. Come with me. I'm like, what am I doing? This is like,
What?
It's like a train wreck. You just got to sit there and watch.
So it's
like,
Jonas's favorite game then.
No, I don't let him play it. And then there's people doing like they're smoking weed. You hear him just coughing the whole time. I'm so drunk. You got the one person who's drunk just like doing circles in the corner.
Shut up.
Oh my God. It is horrible. Up. It's like.
And then here, he's got you like, look at me. I'm doing push ups. Yeah. I'm doing jumping jacks.
Yeah. I'm being healthy over here. I'm drinking my protein shakes. No.
Check it out. Bunch of walnuts.
Exactly. Got my Chex Mix over here and a beer. No, but it's like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything all rolled into one.
Right, attached
it's
just to your head.
Show. Oh my God. It's so bad. Anyway.
How could you make Facebook more personal? You put it right in your face.
But then it's like the avatars, because you can choose like like they have like body tracking on these things now. So the person, as they're moving around, that they're standing there in VR, like the avatar moves the way they're moving and the mouth is moving as they're talking and stuff. Like it's freaking kind of crazy, but it's not like the real person. So they all use these, like, not all of them, but a lot of them use these anime characters. Some of them are like, you know, 9/10 naked.
Right.
And just that's ridiculous. Hot.
Some of them
are like
outfit.
Right. And then it's like that one's talking to like a little tiny, like a, you know, a 10-inch wolf, a Minecraft wolf that's standing on its two legs. It's like, what the hell is going on right now?
So what do you think is going on with politics?
Yeah, kind of. So no, there were these two guys that were talking politics in the one corner, because it's like this bar area. It's like you walk in and there's a circular bar and then there's seats all around. It looks just like you walk into a bar. And then there's a stage when there's one person standing up there holding the microphone, like singing, just like standing in the room singing, I guess, but on VR, so they're here for everybody. And then there's these two guys in the back, like right when you first enter the VR room, you kind of enter in through the lobby, and there's these two guys talking politics. I'm like, what the hell?
This
sounds awesome.
I believe that you did this, but this sounds like you watched it on a movie.
No, not at all. I'm sitting in my chair, just like, and that's the thing, like a lot of people can
believe you.
I swear to God.
This sounds amazing.
It was like a train wreck. I couldn't leave. I'm like, I have to just see what's going on right now.
VR chat. All right, hold on. Let's see.
Oh, man. Anyway. All right, Frog of Destiny. We're ready for the picker for the game of the month for February.
Yes. Oh, I got to pick a movie? That's for next month.
Yes, you have to pick a movie.
Yeah, you got to pick a movie for next month. Next week, too. Okay, and the winner is Landsbaum.
Ooh.
Oh, double dip.
Double dip. All right. That's right. Pigeon was able to do it last month. Mm. You get it this month.
All right.
Cool.
Let's take a look.
Hopefully it's not VR chat.
I don't have it.
I'm buying it just for that game.
I just want to talk politics.
Anyway. All right. Microsoft News. Xbox Live Gold on Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and Series S may be getting a massive price hike. Right now, Xbox players have three options when it comes to Live Gold. 1 month for $10, 3 months for $25, and 6 months for $40. Microsoft used to offer a 12-month subscription for $60, but this was quietly discontinued last year. As is the service costs more than PlayStation Plus, which still offers a 12-month subscription for $60.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get a catalog of games with PlayStation?
You get three games a month?
Yeah, but for Xbox Live Gold, you just get the standard, four games a month.
Yeah.
But they're yours to keep forever, even if you don't subscribe anymore.
Right.
PlayStation Plus, if you don't have PlayStation Plus, you don't have access to those games.
Yes, you can't play them. It just says that you don't have the subscription anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So, over on Calcit, or Pigeon's favorite Reddit, one user shared a new image of the 6-month Xbox Live subscription card in the wild that said it costs $60 for a 6-month subscription.
All right, so they doubled the price.
Doubled the price.
Doubled the price, and they're doing that on purpose so everyone does Game Pass Ultimate.
Yes, right. I would almost guarantee it.
Which is $120, and you get Live and all your Netflix of games.
Yeah, why not just take away Gold then?
Because
people are still idiots for buying monthly Gold subscriptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's the same.
Yeah, I'm saying Microsoft. I was just thinking Microsoft. Like, if they really just want to maintain the library, you know, Ultimate, just don't offer Gold. I mean, just don't offer it. Just force it. Still, you could still have people buy the monthly subscription to Ultimate, but just take just away
different
Gold.
Different tiers. Then, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. If you want, just take it away.
Problem solved. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Done. Take that, Herb.
Yeah.
We know your fired. Job.
You're fired.
Yeah. Man. How old is he? What's his net worth? I'm looking up.
Uh-oh. So he can add him to his nuke list. All right. Bazinga.
Bazinga.
There it is. All right. Excitement was sparked. Moving on. Sorry. Excitement was sparked.
Bazinga.
There it is. After fans spotted Xbox Game Pass suggesting Fall Guys would be arriving soon. But Mediatonic and Devolver have since quashed the idea, with the publisher saying there are, quote, no plans, end quote, for the game to hit the subscription service. Devolver explained that there are, quote, no plans for the popular game to come to, quote, any form, end quote, of Game Pass, meaning the Xbox, PC, or cloud versions of the service. And that's his serious face, just if you're unsure.
Very serious.
Yes, he went to see Deb to have his headshots done.
I think it's looking really good.
Or Kelk's bathroom.
Well, that's where he got the lighting from. He borrowed the lighting from Kelk.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Larry Herb's net worth as of 2021, between 100,000 and 1 million.
Ooh.
That's a good range.
That's right.
My net worth is between 0 and 1 million. So.
That's right.
Mine too.
Bazinga.
Bazinga.
Damn, he's 58. Damn.
Who's better than you? Larry Herb.
Kelk.
All right, games with gold for February 2021. Xbox One is going to be Gears 5 and Dandara, Trials of Fear Edition.
Oh, Alexander Daddara?
Yep. And then Resident Evil.
Original?
OG original?
Yep. Damn. Yep.
Nice. All right, Xbox 360 is going to be Lost Planet 2.
Did Bob High play this game? He's like, I think he played the demo. He's like, I really like it. I think I might get it. I'm like, Lost Bob, Planet? You're not going to get it. Yeah. I'm like, you're not getting it, Bob. Stop.
He might.
Stop. You're playing Call of Duty.
That's it.
Come on.
And then for original Xbox, we have Indiana Jones and the Emperor's Tomb.
Wow.
Ooh. Never even knew there was an Indiana Jones game, except Legos.
How did you not know that? All right, Sony news. There is no Sony news.
Sorry.
Oh. Stop.
Collaborate and listen. All right, Nintendo news. Nintendo has announced that new Nintendo Pokemon Snap will be released on Nintendo Switch April 30th. There you go. 2021. The new
Happy
Pokemon.
Anniversary to me.
That's right. New Pokemon Snap. Oh, I thought Dan was going to do it again. Will take place in the Lentil region, and will take players on a Pokemon-filled adventure through jungles, deserts, and more.
Down by you guys ever play? You ever play the original Pokemon Snap on 64?
No. Nice.
I did.
Oh, sure you do. Over him, Dan.
Who's been?
It was awesome. The game was awesome. I loved it.
Sounds like we're getting ready for a fight in the Bronx or something like that. What the hell is that though?
When you're a jet, you're a jet to the end.
That's right.
Quick fun fact, a neighbor of mine had Pokemon Snap, played at his house, asked if I could borrow it. I still got it.
Still borrowing it. You're that guy.
Yep. 25 years later.
Plot twist. Can I borrow your pen? Neighbor was 7.
Yeah, I think he was pretty much.
Jim was that creepy old guy who still played games and hung up the 7-year-olds. All right, multi-platform news. English publisher and developer Team 17 has purchased the, quote, rights and assets, end quote, for Chaotic Golf Simulator, Golf with Your Friends, for 12 million, this is for Pigeon, British sterling pounds.
12 million, that's right. Good for you.
Golf with Your Friends, huh? Okay.
Whoa.
Edit that out.
Jesus. So,
let me get this straight.
Thanks for sharing.
They made a game for somebody else that made them lots of money, and then they have to buy their game back.
Sounds about right.
Should have just made a game like Golf with Your Enemies or something. Kept the rights to it.
Mm.
That game was kind of cool with friends.
It was. With friends. Yeah. It was annoying to some point, but it was still fun.
It was fun to do once.
The camera angle.
Once.
For free. For free.
For free. Yeah, that's right. It was fun. That's probably the best part.
Yeah, it's free.
All right, Capcom's... What's that?
On Xbox Game Pass, it's free.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. All right, Capcom's first Resident Evil showcase of 2021 covered a slew of upcoming projects in the long-running franchise. From the next major installment with Resident Evil Village to a new multiplayer experience and one of the upcoming RE films. And here are the deets.
Scotch, you should get, for your PSVR, you should get Resident Evil Biohazard, Resident Evil 7.
That was that latest, or second to last one that released?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's the latest one that released. It is awesome, and it is, I heard in VR, it's creepy.
Ooh, okay.
All right, make sure you play it on easy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So here are the deets. One of the biggest announcements of the showcase, Capcom confirmed Resident Evil Village will be coming to PS5, Xbox Series X, PC, PS4, and Xbox One on May 7, 2021. Additionally, there will be a demo later this spring for all platforms, but PS5 owners can get exclusive access now to the new, quote, Maiden, end quote, demo.
Oh, maybe I'll download it. Try it.
There you go.
On PS5. Never mind.
Yeah. Meh. Capcom producer Tsuyoshi Kanda announced Resident Evil RE-verse, a multiplayer experience that will be free to anybody who purchases Village. RE-verse will have beta tests for RE Ambassadors soon.
Okay,
great.
Ubisoft made a surprise cameo on the Resident Evil stream with the Division 2 developer Massive. What'd you say? Hype?
Hi.
Oh, hi, yeah. Hey!
Surprise! That's hi. Right.
Confirming a crossover event that will bring RE-themed earnable items to the Ubisoft shooter for a limited time. Players just have to log in to the event in February, from the 2nd through the 15th of February, to earn the Leon Kennedy RPD outfit.
You know I'm logging in.
No relationship to Celtic Kennedy.
Nope.
All right, and lastly...
Leon Kennedy. That's his middle name, I think.
Kennedy is a wing.
Kennedy, yeah. All right, and lastly, Capcom teased the previously announced Netflix animated movie, Infinite Darkness, to hit the streaming service sometime in 2021. Of course, Capcom is also working on a Resident Evil TV series with Netflix, which will tell a brand new story in the universe.
Could be a good universe for a story, I guess. Zombies have done well. It's been a while since there's been a successful zombie show, right?
Yeah,
Walking Dead, is that even still on?
Yeah, I think it is. And then they had those spinoffs, and did they do okay? I mean, I watched one.
They're still
for a
dragging
bit,
but... that crap out.
Right.
They have spinoffs. They have spinoffs on this show.
We kind of stopped right when Andrew Lincoln left.
It was like season 3 or 4.
What?
No, that was the main guy, Rick.
Yeah. Rick Grimes was Andrew Lincoln.
Yeah, Rick left after his son shot himself in the face.
Oh, spoiler alert, Jesus.
I think I stopped after the baseball bat guy.
Oh, yeah.
He smacked.
Which
smacked
is pretty much right around that time, yeah.
Negan. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right Negan. When he did what the heck was that guy's name?
Lucille?
No, that's the bat's name. Who was the boyfriend?
Oh.
Whoa, man, your eyeball! That is awesome!
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he smacked a bunch of people in the head. So it did rope me in to find out who it was because they left it as a cliffhanger.
Right.
And I went, oh, that's a bummer. And then, like, it just took forever and I just quit. I was like, I don't care anymore.
Gotcha.
It's taking too long. They're just walking Glenn? Again for another season.
Glenn, that's exactly right.
Glenn. Yeah, that's Glenn. Exactly. Right. You know.
Mm-hmm. All right, on that sad note, let's take one last break and we'll be back with Diary of the Mouth.
Poor Glenn.
Pig snot snacks. It's the part of the pig that nobody likes and everybody should eat. Tastes like bacon. Well, sort of. Make sure you don't bite the snot snacks. You should nibble and enjoy the baconish flavor. Pig snot snacks. Good luck finding them in your local store.
And all of my Cleases. Thank you. All right, we're back with Diary of the Mouth. Pidge. Beer.
Like that. It's White Monkey Victory Brewing, 9.5% alcohol.
All right. Flans?
Still same foggiest notion. Very tasty. I'm trying to drag it out just because it only came in a 4-pack, so I'm trying to stretch it out.
Mm, and I'm dragging mine out.
Stretch it out.
You're dragging yours out because it sucks.
Yeah, it's not very good. No spoilers, though. No spoilers. All right.
Oh, I mean, you love it.
Yeah, I love it. A 50-million-year-old assassin bug offers a rare peek at reproductive structures that aren't usually visible in fossilized insects. The extraordinarily...
Races.
Well-preserved... Wait, what?
That's the assassin bug shooting.
Oh. The extraordinarily well-preserved male dong of the newly discovered species named... Ephilicophontas Dan Juddy. Shows similarities to those of present day bugs.
Also known as Ezio.
Right. The discovery of the tiny insect, whose body measures roughly 1/2 inch in length, also indicates that it's.
Oh, jealous?
I'm so jelly.
It indicates that its branch of the assassin bug family is 25 million years older than previously thought.
I am not graping right now. Nope.
All right. So, quote, insect genitalia are only extremely rare preserved in the fossil record, end quote. Daniel Swanson, a graduate student in entomology at the University of Illinois.
What Urban a perv.
Champagne. And a co-author of the new findings said in an email, quote, structures of the internal genitalia are very small, and the forces of pressure and time that are required so to produce a fossil are not kind to these delicate structures. End quote.
You Americans, so big. We so small.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Was that from Team America or something like that?
I was just going to say, what's that from? That's from something.
It's like, you Americans, so big, me, so small. I forget what it's from. It might be South Park. I'll have to look it up, find it.
Good question.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Oh, shot its genitalia right off.
Right off of there.
Ah, it's so big, I got enough and more.
All right. Questions from listeners.
Yeah.
Let's get off of this insect genitalia talk.
No, never.
Our first question comes from at NY Devil. The Jersey Devil's real. No bullshit. My personal trainer's best man's uncle's best friend's neighbor came face to face with that bitch. Do you think it's real? Which creature that is still a mystery do you want to know is for real?
Ooh, that's a good question. Ooh. Do I think New Jersey Devil is real? I don't think so, but it's a good folklore and it's a great hockey team name. Honestly, would put that in
contention. The New York Devils.
I would put that in contention for one of the best sport team names, if in regards to like
folklore.
Folklore and intimidation, like, oh, we're playing the Devils. Oh, that's bad news. Like, you're not scared of playing like
the Unicorns,
the Pelicans.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm not scared of the Pelicans, but I'm scared of the Devils.
That's ooh. Right.
Aren't you scared of the Canadiens?
I don't know. What are they going to do? Thank me?
Yeah.
I'm not scared of them.
You go for the Oilers. They're going to make that ice slippery.
Well, it's going to be so slippery. They're going to be so wealthy. So slippery. Mystery creature?
Well, yeah. So you don't think the Jersey Devil's real. And says, which creature that is still Bigfoot? A mystery do you want to know is for real?
I think I'm leaning more into Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster.
What about the Champagne, Lake Champlain Monster?
Lake Champagne Monster? I'm not as familiar with the Lake Champlain.
There's supposed to be one in Lake Champlain.
Champlain?
Yeah. It's in the U.S.
I believe you. I'm not familiar with that one, so I don't need to know that mystery. I'm more interested in Loch Ness.
Get out of my head.
I want to know I want to know if the gingerback gorilla is real.
It's confirmed. Illuminati.
Confirmed. New Jersey.
Backwoods of Belvedere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been spotted.
When he gets angry enough.
When he's not
sick. He's like
the
Hulk.
Yeah.
He's not sick.
Well, we're almost out of January, so we should be fine.
The gingerback gorilla came out when he broke his ankle on adrenaline.
And then immediately went back into hibernation.
Yeah. To get sick only in January.
That's right.
All right, Scott, do you think the New Jersey Devil is a real thing?
No.
All right. So what creature do you want to know for sure if it's real?
Yeah, I like the Bigfoot or the
Kraken.
Yeah, no, that one's
Kraken. Cool. That's a good one. I'm trying to think what other ones really are there.
Yeah, well, there's Mothman the giant prophecy? Squid ones that they found that are kind of Kraken-esque, but not exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The super long tentacles and all. Yeah. But yeah, I kind of like the Bigfoot mystery or the Abominable Snowman mystery.
Oh, that's a good one. All right. What about you,
Pitch? The Yeti? Mm-hmm. I think it'd be cool. We found Bigfoot and like we see him like hanging out and he has all this furniture made of wood. Nice place. He sits down. He's like, what'd I miss? What's going on, guys?
Why don't you guys just come knock?
With some popcorn?
I've got the best whiskey. People tell me.
I've been distilling this beer. I've been heaving on. It's aged for 50 million years.
People tell me it's the best.
I think Bigfoot. I think your Loch Ness would be cool, and I also like, I don't know, UFOs.
Mm.
Come face to face with one and see
UFO.
Yeah, UFO. Throw me, take me, aliens. Do what you want. Make my ass not a virgin.
Your back anus?
Yeah, my hairy back anus.
All right, well, thank you for the question at NJ Devil.
No, NY Devil.
Oh, sorry, yeah, NY Devil. That's right, because we were asking about the NJ Devil. All right, so our last question comes from at Jesus Was a Muslim.
Whoa.
So an ultra-Orthodox rabbi in Israel said that the coronavirus vaccine can turn people gay. Is this true?
Really? Huh, how does he know?
Does this mean that all doctors, nurses, and frontline workers will now be gay? I'm scared because my dreams are starting to come true. A world full of gay people. I knew Joe Biden would be the greatest president ever. Do you know any anti-vaxxers? Whoa.
Wow. That took a turn.
Yeah, seriously.
That's a great mystery novel. I didn't see that coming.
Right. All right. So,
Joe Biden's, he wants everyone to be gay because he's pushing $100 trillion to get everyone vaccinated in the first 100 days.
Oh, right. So, assuming that the coronavirus turns you gay and that's an option.
We're all going to be turned to big gay Al.
Hey, guys.
I guess.
We'll start wearing silky neck scarves.
Yeah.
Ascot.
That's right. All right. So, Orthodox rabbi in Israel saying that the coronavirus vaccine can turn people gay. Is this true? Mm. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
Mm. It's still open.
Not sure
yet.
So, does this mean that all doctors, nurses, frontline workers will now be gay? And I'm going to continue that with a no.
Yeah, I'm going to say we'll see. I don't think so.
We'll see. I don't know.
I guess we will.
They didn't get their second.
I guess we'll see.
They didn't get the second dose yet, so we got to find out.
Right.
All right, and then the last one is, do you know any anti-vaxxers?
What, they don't inject it with the gay juice? wait, is that the vaccine? Or is that the gay juice in there?
Right. I'm going to have to ask that when I have to get mine. Be like, oh, is this the gay one? The one that's going to turn me gay?
Like super gay? How gay are we talking?
Show them the picture of your favorite ultra-Orthodox rabbi from Israel.
People tell me this is the one that's going to turn me gay.
Is this the one? this guy in Israel says it is.
I think that's the one my buddy Jim told me I had to get.
Yeah, then you say, this is my friend used to look like, and this one looks like now. Then you hold a picture of Big Gay Al. Nice. Like, this is what it looks like now.
See, I was going to hold up the picture like you sent here with the rabbi and then the picture of you, but I guess Big Gay Al worked.
Big Gay Al. Big Gay Al.
And then the last question is do you know any anti-vaxxers? I don't know.
I'm surprised, Scotchy, you and your wife, I'm surprised are not anti-vaxxers.
Oh, yeah, because we're granola eating, you know, Subaru driving.
Beard growing. <That's
right>. Super.
Birkenstock wearing.
Non-legs shaven. No under, or all under hair. All underarm hair. Having
socks.
Yeah, we got our wigwams everywhere. Wear them on my freaking hands, you know.
Can our own fruit.
Jackass. Holy hell.
So did you get your Birkenstocks resold from passed down from generations?
No, they're still good. They're just falling apart in the toe a little bit.
Are those your golf shoes?
Yeah.
Do you have any Frisbee golf tournaments coming up?
No, but we did used to play a lot of that at we never actually played Frolf at Rutgers, did we?
Frolf? No, I think we got close to play. I think there was a course, wasn't there? At least a couple of holes.
And you get close to it. We threw a frisbee. Nah, I don't like.
Well, no, because you could go to the rec center and borrow like the Frolf discs for it.
And then I think we ended up just hanging out instead.
Yeah, I think we used like a regular frisbee for like for like two holes, and we're like, okay, this is stupid. Let's just go.
Yeah, it sucks.
I don't know any anti-vaxxers. I thought Scotchy was.
I don't think so. There's a chance that maybe, I don't know, that there's one or two come to mind. But really, at this point, they're only like Facebook acquaintances at best anymore.
They don't advocate. They're like, I'm an anti-vaxxer. They would keep
building. I don't think anybody waves the flag of it. But
I'll have to ask the next time I'm on the VR chat. I'll let you know what I find out.
What do you guys think about vaccines?
walk around the room in circles. Anti-vaxxers, flat earthers?
Yeah.
Anti-vaxxers, flat earthers?
Anyone?
Anyone? B.O.B.? Bob?
Nobody?
Flat earther? Kyrie Irving? Damn. Flat earther? No.
Pigeon peg leg, flat earther? Anybody?
No.
No.
Flat?
No.
Local Texan, flat earther?
No.
All right.
Is it that gorillas? They exist?
Celtic Fox over here. Wait, what? Joe, what are you doing?
I'm by the bar next to the hospital.
Yeah, drinking a coffee, sitting at the bar.
I'm about to get sick.
I knew it was you. You were coughing. What? That's only once this year.
Nice. Oh. That's a good way to end it right there.
That's right.
Yeah, good one.
All right. Well, thank you for the question. Jesus was a Muslim. Oof. All right. Yay or nay, beers, space plants, go.
Yay, super good.
Best one ever?
Best beer I had all day.
Is it the only beer you had today?
It's still the best.
Yeah.
Is it the best beer you had so far this year?
Mm.
It's between this and Moon Rambler, I think.
No, I had, I bought a different one from Twin Elephant last week, and I treated myself to two of them for my birthday.
Damn.
And that one was really good, too. That was
rich
really
folk.
Good.
Rich
Jesus,
folk.
I was going to say, it must have been a horrible next day for you.
Money. No, I spaced them out over the course of the day. I was fine.
Okay.
I still have two left.
You're like, I had one at 11, and then one at 11 again.
At 11. Different 11.
That's it.
AM, PM. Yeah, two exactly. Beers.
Space them out.
All right, Pidge, your name.
Oh, excuse me. It's a yay. I like it. It's different. Unique.
Unique?
Unique. Good.
Newark.
Would you buy it a second time?
Yep.
That's a criteria.
It's a yay. Yep, it's a yay.
All right.
And my snow place like home?
Milled.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It is the hard seltzer.
Trash.
Seltzer. It's a nay. I don't like it. It's thick, like I said, like a Red Bull, which I don't like, especially because of the thickness. And
yeah.
I don't know, it's too spicy. Too spicy.
I'd rather
drink dumpster juice than this.
Oh my god, it's pretty bad. It's too not horrible, spice. But it's just it's
also not good.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't go out of my way ever.
It's
to buy
not
it again, so.
You know, good.
he's like, I don't like it. And he's like, you know, whatever. But I will never go out of my way to ever get this beer ever again.
Right. Too spicy.
Too spicy.
Anyway. All right. Well, that's the show. I want to thank everybody for listening thus far, and especially this far. If you guys have any questions, comments, feedback, any of that stuff you want to reach out to us, you can hit us up at thelittlecouch@gmail.com, www.thelittlecouch.com, or at Pigeon Peg Leg, pretty much everywhere, and let him know how you're feeling, especially if it's on Calcut.
Sea of Thieves. Oh.
That's right. And and Red Tube. He's usually on there. So thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye. We'll be right back.